This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you. Has everybody been seen me channel before? Do you know what we're about to do?
No.
Oh, you? No? No? Oh, no? Oh, okay. I'm just going to go to sleep. Talk. So it'll take me about 5 minutes or 3 minutes, depending. And once I start, but you can move even between then. Won't make any difference. It slows it down. But once I start, you can do whatever you want. I won't be aware of you getting up or moving around. They tell me it gets quite animated, so just be aware of that. And I'm just going to go and meditate. I'm going to go to sleep. Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be once again invited back into your Barbastian level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you. And as well, we would like to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into and to interact and to share with each of you in your Barbastian level. Now, once again, and before we begin on this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we would refer to as a silent communication, the opportunity for you to be involved in a telepathic interaction and an exchange of information with that portion of your so-called consciousness that you might refer to as your higher self, or indeed with other entities if you wish, that would also choose to interact and to share with each of you. And you find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this sacred space, that it's quite easy for you to open your consciousness and to enter into that offered state that you might refer to as a meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and that opportunity most certainly does exist for each of you. And once again, that communication, that interaction, many times is much more pertinent to your own individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to share through this limited use of a vocabulary through our friend Elias. And so we would encourage you most certainly to take that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication. And once again, as always, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist once again in what we refer to as a vibrational level. A vibrational level in which you put in place certain limitations that allow you to experience a reality that you believe you are not in control of. You put in place what we refer to as a veil or an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Not only who and what you truly are, but also limit your capacity to understand the nature of the reality that you exist in terms of the creation process of this reality. You see, as we have suggested so many times, there are the three things that you cannot alter in your vibrational level, in your reality. Not only in this vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation, there are but three things that are consistent and cannot be altered or changed. And one of them is that you, as individuals, as entities, created the reality that you experience. Absolutely and entirely, not just some part of it, not just that little part where you believe that you can be in control of certain elements that are occurring and that you're experiencing within your so-called conscious state in this reality, in this vibrational level, but indeed we're suggesting that you control and that you create the entire reality that you experience, all of it. You do it as an entity that interacts with all of the other entities that you experience in the so-called conscious fasting yoga, breath and living. You create it all, not just a little part of it, but each and every atom that exists in your vibrational living, you as entities, and as all of the entities that exist in your so-called human consciousness concept, create the reality, create the so-called universe that you exist in. And that becomes difficult for you to comprehend in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Not so difficult in your altered state of consciousness. In your altered state of consciousness, in your so-called meditative states and in your dream states, and indeed even in that portion of your state of consciousness that you refer to as being an in-between incarnation state, or in other words, when you pass over or when you die, you still exist within this so-called vibrational level and you create the reality. Absolutely. And in those altered states of consciousness, you find it much easier to accept that this reality is illusionary. The irony of it is that when you're in those altered states of consciousness, you believe that they are illusionary, and that when you're awake, this is the reason. Ah, this is the part that you can't change. When you're in those altered states of consciousness, you are actually much closer to the reality than you are in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You see, the most difficult portion of your reality to sustain is your so-called awake consciousness state. You can't sustain it forever. You can't sustain it. You must alter your consciousness. And you believe in time and space. You believe that there is a passage of time. Through that passage of time and space, you validate the reality that you're not in control. Certain realities that you put in place as belief systems so that you can have certain experiences throughout this so-called incarnational period in your awake consciousness state, you have this passage of time and space to validate the reality. And it's illusionary. It's all illusionary. Doesn't mean that it's not important. We're not suggesting that it's insignificant and that you just fluff it aside because it's illusionary. Absolutely not. But you see, when you begin to understand that it's illusionary, then you also can grasp the concept that you're in control. That it's your reality. Not just some of it, all of it. Not just that little portion, once again, that you believe that you can control, but the entire reality that you experience is within your capacity to control. Not only within your capacity to control, but ironically, you do control it, absolutely all of it. You simply put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of energy that will refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand that you are in control. You do that for a very specific reason, and that's what makes your vibrational levels, your so-called universe, so unique throughout all of the vibrational levels, throughout all of creation. There's not another one that duplicates the amount of effort that you put in place to sustain this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil that limits your capacity when you awaken consciousness state to understand who and what you truly are. And you do it so that when you're in that awakened consciousness state, you believe that you're not in control. You believe that there are other elements that are influencing your reality. And indeed, there are other elements that are influencing your reality because you believe it. You see, it doesn't matter what it is that you are experiencing. It's a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. Absolutely, entirely guaranteed. If you wish to change your reality, you change your belief. It's really that simple. And yet, there are certain beliefs that you put in place that you agree to participate in and to sustain in what we refer to as a human consciousness belief system when you enter into this vibrational level. You choose to put in place and to sustain this concept and this belief in time and space. This is very difficult for you to step outside of that concept in your awakened consciousness state. You do it in altered states of consciousness. You do it in your so-called meditative states and in your dream states and in your between incarnational states. You alter your concept and belief in time and space, absolutely. Each of you can have recalled memories of certain dream states and certain meditative states where you have experiences that expanded not only a short time in terms of your concept of this time and space measurement, such as a matter of hours, but you can indeed in that altered state of consciousness experience a passage of time that even goes beyond this particular incarnational period that you're in. You can experience and interact, and not only can, but do experience and interact in other realities that you are existing in. In other incarnational periods that are occurring, because you see time as special illusions. And you can get that concept and that understanding in that altered state of consciousness. But when you come back into your consciousness state, you once again, through your agreement to facilitate and to participate and to sustain the human consciousness belief in time and space, we look at that dream state and those interactions as being illusionary. And yet it's this state that's illusionary. It's this state that's illusionary, that's a reflection of the belief that you hold. And once again, we emphasize that does not mean insignificant. It does not mean that it's not important. It means, however, that you can change it. And that's what's important. That's what's important, that you grasp the understanding that you are in control of your reality. You've entered into this vibrational level by choice. There's not some entity up there sitting and looking down here and saying, well now, I think this person is a little bit better than this person, so I'm going to give this person a better lifestyle than this person. Absolutely not. You are the God that you search for. You are the God that you search for. It's important that you understand that you are all that is. And you may hold the belief that there are other entities that are influencing your reality. And once again, it's illusionary. If that's what you wish to believe, it's not a right or wrong. You can have that, absolutely. If you believe that there are other entities that are controlling your reality and influencing your reality, then once again, it puts you into a position where you're not in control. And you don't have to accept the responsibility, and if you don't have to accept the responsibility, it can be so much more comfortable. I don't know why that occurred. It occurred because you believe. And if you believe that the other entities are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, once again. It's a choice that you can make. Not only can, but do. You see, the irony of it is, with this reality creation process, it's not difficult. You do it all the time. You do it all the time. It's not something that, well, I think I'm going to try to influence my reality today. Today I'm going to try this method. I'm going to utilize this method and this technique, and I'm going to influence it. I'm going to create that reality, because that's the reality that I desire to have. Well, you can have it. It doesn't matter what the method or the technique is. What matters is that you believe that it will work. If you believe that there are other entities that are influencing your reality and creating it for you, and if you believe that you have some type of influence on those entities and those other energies that are influencing your reality, you can have that. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong, once again, it's a belief system. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief that you hold. It's really that simple. If you wish to believe that a certain method or technique will get you this type of reality that you desire to have, then you can have it. Absolutely. The method or the technique is not nearly as important as what your belief is in the method or technique of capacity to give to you that which you desire to have. The method or the technique is not nearly as important as your belief that that method or the technique can assist you in gaining that which you desire to have. We've used an analogy many, many times of an entity coming down upon the shore, and they wish to cross a body of water. And there's a fog bank out on that water, and you can't see how far away it is. You can't see how difficult the journey may be. And so these entities come down upon the shore and lined up upon the shore at the docks are various vessels that can take you on this journey across the water. Now you can come down to that shore, and many entities do, and they run up and down the shore checking off the vessels, to make sure that this is the one that's properly supplied in order to assist you in this unknown destiny that you're about to embark upon. You know, check out the vessel to make sure that the crew knows what they're doing. Oh yeah, this guy, he knows all about the journey. I'm going to listen to that particular captain of the vessel, and I'm going to get on his vessel because that's the one that will take me on the journey that I'm desiring to accomplish. And so many entities run up and down the shore, checking out the vessel, and they never begin the journey. They're too worried about, will this particular vessel get me where I desire to go? And we don't know what's out there. We don't know how far it is. And then the next entity comes down, looks at a vessel and says, ah, that's the one. And begins the journey. And because they believe that the vessel is capable of crossing the body of water, they have absolutely no difficulty at all. The irony of it is that it doesn't matter what vessel you choose, but rather your belief in that vessel's capacity to accomplish that which you desire. The irony of it is that this journey that seems so difficult is a journey that you make every day. And you can walk across the water if you wish. You don't need a vessel at all. You have but to believe. The belief in the method of the technique is far more important than the method of the technique. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief that you hold. And if you don't like it, change the belief. It's really that simple. Now, once again, you have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. And you have other belief systems that are very difficult for you to get a grasp of, a concept of what that belief is that allows you to experience that reality in this vibrational level. Many of those beliefs you choose in your so-called altered state of consciousness, you choose in what we refer to as the between incarnational state, and you put them in place. And you choose in agreement with the other entities that you're going to react with in that particular experience, what beliefs you're going to bring in, so that you can have those elements of experience in that particular incarnational period. You choose, not someone else. Not some other entity sitting up there saying, well, I think that you must experience this in order to learn this, in order to grow. You don't have to grow anything. You are all that is. You hide from that understanding, but there's no growth necessary. You're here by choice, not because some other element or entity chose to put you here, but rather because you choose to be involved in this creation process, in this vibrational level. You choose. And you choose to stay in this vibrational level. You don't have to be here in this vibrational level. You can leave at any time you wish. This is not something where you have to become enlightened or you must grow. Absolutely not. You are all that is. You hide from that concept and from that understanding and from that truism. But nonetheless, you are all that is. You exist in each and every atom of this entire universe. And that becomes difficult to understand because you believe it's real. And it's an illusion. It's a reflection of your beliefs. Absolutely. Guaranteed. You are the God that you search for. And you create the reality that you experience. Absolutely. All of it. Not just some of it. All of it. And so in this so-called between incarnational period, you make certain choices. Well, I think I'd like to come back into this reality and then this next incarnational period, and if these other entities agree to participate, then we'll all get together, and this entity who maybe in another lifetime was my sibling or maybe my spouse, and this one I would like to experience a reality where they are one of my parents. And so you make that choice and you all agree that that's what you're going to do, and then you believe in this reality. Perhaps somewhere along in this incarnational period I would like to experience certain ailments. So you put that in place, a belief system, that it's possible for you to have that experience. Scientists are learning that even beyond genetics you have what you refer to as the DNA, and in that DNA they think there's a bunch of junk. It's not junk. Contained within that junk, indeed, are all of the elements of the belief system that you put in place. You see, it makes it real if you can see it. It makes it real if you can scientifically figure it out and prove that it works. It makes it more real. It makes it appear like it's beyond your control. And so you put that hole in place. You choose that perhaps I would like to experience this type of ailment, or perhaps I would like to experience this type of physical capability. It's not always an ailment. It's perhaps what you might look at is physical attributes, possibilities. The possibility to be a musician or an artist, to put that in place. You make those choices and you put it in your DNA. It's there. And then as you walk through this incarnational period, you begin to hold belief systems. You begin to have thoughts. And you begin to have certain feelings, and you make choices and decisions that influence the energy that surrounds the DNA. And through the influence and activation of that energy, you activate certain aspects of that DNA, and you bring in to this reality what was once a probability, and you make it what was once a possibility or other, and you make it a probability. You alter the process. It sits in the DNA, and it's there as a possibility. It's a choice that you put in place to hold a belief system that perhaps throughout this particular incarnational period, I would like to experience what it's like to be a musician. And then somewhere along the line in this incarnational period, through your validation of time and space and belief that there is indeed this evolutionary process, you make choices and decisions that influence the energy that surrounds the DNA, and you activate that portion of the DNA, and suddenly you discover that, wow, I can be a musician. Because you believe. Because you make the choices and decisions. And because you, at some level of your consciousness, and we use that term between incarnational periods, simply to give you a concept of understanding this so-called explanation of belief systems based upon your belief in time and space. So that you can comprehend that time and space can have an influence on your reality because you believe it. Only because you believe it. Time and space are illusionary. They really don't exist. Only in your awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, in order to give you the grasp of the concept, if you choose these particular belief systems and you put them in place, and then throughout this incarnational period, you once again make choices and decisions through your thoughts and feelings, and you activate or deactivate by altering the energy that surrounds the DNA, and turn what was once a possibility into a probability. Entities existing in this vibrational level can experience illnesses, and they believe that it is a result of certain choices that they've made. And to a certain point, that's true. But you will notice that there are some other entities existing in your vibrational level that make exactly the same choices but don't experience the same results. They don't experience that same difficulty if it happens to be an ailment. If it's some type of horrendous disease. They go through the same lifestyle, make the same choices, but don't experience the illness. It's because they haven't put it into their belief system. You can scientifically prove it, and your scientists like to do that, and you can do that if you wish. It's not a problem. You see, it's all illusionary. You can have whatever it is you desire, not only can, but do. And so you put that in place, this belief system, that you're going to experience this ailment, and another entity has exactly the same lifestyle but doesn't experience the ailment. It's because they have made the choice at some level of their consciousness to not have that experience. This is not a right or wrong. It's important that you understand that this is not a right or wrong reality that you're existing in, because you're having a certain experience and someone else is not having it, that they must be living a better life than what you are. Absolute nonsense. You experience it so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are attached to that particular experience. It's really that simple. You see, if you understand that you're in control, then it becomes very difficult to have those certain experiences that allow you an intense range of emotions and feelings. Everything that you do in this so-called conscious state, you do so that you can have an experience in an emotion or a feeling. We defy each of you to break down any participation that you have in any activity and not come when you reach the bottom line. It's because you wish to experience an emotion or a feeling. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. That's why you chose to enter into this incarnational period in this vibrational level and to put in the limitations in your understanding of who and what you truly are through establishing that electromagnetic type of energy that would refer to as a veil so that you can experience a reality that seems to be beyond your control and consequently experience a level of emotions and feelings that you cannot experience in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. And it's really that simple. You make it more difficult, absolutely. It's even more difficult when you're not in control. You don't have to blame yourselves. And you have a tendency to blame yourselves. This is not a blame thing. It's not something that's right or wrong. You see, right or wrong is a human awake of consciousness concept. It doesn't exist at the level of your consciousness from which you create the reality that you experience. Right or wrong is an awake consciousness concept. The stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you desire based upon the beliefs that you hold. It does so from a position of absolute unconditional love, and it does so rejoicingly, regardless of what the experience may seem to you in your awake consciousness state. That stock of consciousness that you are rejoices that you've created the reality that validates the belief that you hold, always, without exception. You see, you create your reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love. It's not something that you do to spite yourself, absolutely not. What a ridiculous thought. It's not something that you do so that you can become a better individual. How can you become better than being all that is? You can't be better. You are all that is. You are no more and no less than any entity that exists, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. You are equal to, no more and no less than any other entity. You are all one. And that becomes difficult to grasp, absolutely, we understand that. But nonetheless, if you can at least comprehend the possibility, then you can begin to comprehend that you control your reality. And when you begin to believe that you're in control, then you can indeed experience a reality, understanding that it's a reflection of your beliefs. It's a reflection and a result of your choices and your decisions and your thoughts and your feelings. It's really that simple. You can make it more difficult, once again, not only can but do, but it's really that simple. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. You are all that is. You are the God that you search for. You create this reality absolutely and entirely. And if you don't like it in your awake consciousness state, then change your belief. Change your belief system. Now, for many individuals, that's a very difficult concept. Change your belief. How do you understand what your belief is? And how do you have thoughts and feelings in the the choices and decisions that influence this reality? Hold the proper attitudes. You see, many believe that if you hold a certain attitude, that it will indeed influence your reality. And it can, absolutely. You see, it doesn't matter, once again, what the method or the technique is. What matters is your belief in the method or the technique. But if you're having difficulty understanding what the beliefs are, then we would suggest that you pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes. when you're involved in a situation and an interaction with another individual or other entities, you will experience many times a spontaneous reaction and attitude. And you look at that, say, oh, I'm not supposed to have that attitude. That doesn't fit in my belief system. So you hide from it, you push it away, and you bring in the proper attitude. You haven't changed the belief. You've consciously changed the attitude, but that spontaneous attitude is a reflection of the belief and the one that you should pay attention to. And as you pay attention to it, you can get a glimpse of what the belief is. You see, if you're involved in an interaction, we give an example. You're involved in an interaction with an individual, and that individual takes advantage of you, what you believe is taking advantage of you. At some level of your consciousness, you've agreed to participate. You've agreed to be taken advantage of. Absolutely. It's not an accident. It doesn't just happen. You all agree to participate in and to create this reality so that you can experience that feeling. And you'll have this spontaneous reaction of, I don't understand why. Why does that happen to me? Am I not worthy? Let me put that aside. Oh, I'm not supposed to have that attitude. I'll put it aside and you bring up the proper attitude. That you're a worthy individual. And you hide from that spontaneous reaction and attitude that you hide in a glimpse of a moment of weakness. And yet it's once again the spontaneous attitude that reflects the belief that you hold, the belief indeed that perhaps you're not worthy. And if you believe that you're not worthy of having a certain experience or gaining a certain element of abundance or relationship or whatever else it is that you wish to have, that you desire, you believe you're not worthy, then the belief indeed will be reflected in the reality, and the reality will validate the belief. And so one of the first things that you can do, and we very seldom give advice on what you can do, because you can do whatever it is that you desire. You see, it's not a right or wrong. We're not suggesting that this method is better than this method, absolutely not. Once again, your belief is far more important than the method or the technique. But there is one method or technique, indeed, that can assist, and that is to bring into your consciousness this love, this unconditional love that you experience in your subconsciousness that's responsible for the creation of this reality. To bring into your consciousness that feeling and expression of self-love. Like who you are. And many individuals have a difficult time doing that. They don't believe that they're worthy. And actually, it's very simple to establish certain belief systems that will assist you in bringing into your consciousness that understanding and experiencing self-love at a conscious level. First, you must like who you are. Like who you are. You see, many individuals do things so that others will like who they are. And that's not the way to do it. You do it so that you like who you are. Who cares about the others? Perhaps they have hang-ups or different belief systems that don't jive with your belief system. And so it doesn't really matter. You do things so that you like who you are. And the first thing that you do is you make a list of principles. And it doesn't matter what order they are. It's not important the order to begin with. Just make a list of principles. Put them all down. And as you go through the principles, check off the ones that you feel are the most important to you. And when you create the opportunity to apply the principle, apply it. And as you apply it, a very strange thing begins to happen to occur in your awake consciousness, that you begin to like yourself. You begin to come proud of these accomplishments of applying the principles time and time and time again. And every once in a while, you fail at applying the principle. And as individuals in your awake consciousness state, when you believe that you're not in control, it becomes very easy to dwell upon that negative aspect of the experience where I failed to apply the principle. I failed to apply the principle. And so you dwell on that. And once again, you validate the belief that you're not worthy. It's rather ironic that you can be involved in any other type of activity that involves another individual and you can be judging, if you wish, or grading that individual's progress and that individual's ability to apply their principles. And if they make a mistake once out of 100 times, you look at it and say, ah, that's excellent. 99%. You, as an observer, would look upon that and say, they're a huge success. But when it happens to yourself, you have a tendency to look upon that 1% and say, I'm a failure. Because you see, you're validating the belief that you're not worthy. And it makes it more real. Dwell upon the times when you accomplish that which you're attempting to accomplish. When you apply the principles and you're successful. And you will begin to like who you are. Because you see, you begin to project a character that's a reflection of who you want to be. And the irony of it is that when you like who you are, other individuals begin to like you as well. It's not because you're doing what they think you should be doing. Absolutely not. You, each of you, can look around at individuals who are involved in activities that you don't necessarily agree with, and then they hold principles that you don't necessarily agree with, but they apply principles, and they like who they are. And ironically, although you may not agree with all of their activities and all of the realities that they participate in, you nonetheless, you like who they are. You respect them, you look at them and say, oh, I like that individual. I may not agree with everything that he does, but I like him anyway. Because they apply the principles and they like who they are. When you like who you are, then other individuals will like you as well. And there's a very spectacular thing begins to happen almost spontaneously. And when you begin to like who you are, then you begin to love yourself consciously. And when you begin to love yourself consciously, your whole reality takes on an entirely different complexion. Individuals will smile at you that never smiled at you before. When you walk down the street, you will have an entirely different outlook when you look at an individual. And it will be reflected back. And you will begin to have that capacity to apply your belief systems to make the right choices and decisions and to experience the reality that you desire to experience consciously. You will have the capacity to consciously influence and create your reality. You. To influence and create, not some other entity, not some other element, but you, to create your reality, and to understand that the reality that you're experiencing is your creation. Perhaps an element in your awake consciousness fact that's every bit as important as the creation process is the understanding and the acceptance that you are the creator. You are the God that you search for. And when you're in this vibrational level and you're in your awakened consciousness state, indeed, once again, that's the most difficult aspect of your experience for you to sustain. Each of you knows that at some particular part, you will indeed alter your consciousness and enter into a dream state or a sleep state. You cannot sustain the conscious state. And indeed, you also understand that at some particular point in your belief in time and space that you will die. That you will end that awake consciousness state and enter into what we refer to as the between incarnation state. One step, by the way, beyond the dream state. Not that much different than when you're in a deep dream state to be in the between state of experiencing, other than when you're in that in between incarnational period. You have the capacity to get a better grasp and understanding of the reality creation process and who and what you truly are, and to make the choices to either leave this vibrational level or to return and to continue experiencing this so-called reality. Your choice. To make that level of your consciousness only can, but you do make that choice constantly, absolutely. So, this awakened consciousness state, you understand you cannot sustain. And yet, you don't have trouble grasping the concept that when you die, that can be forever. That you can sustain that level of consciousness forever. And it's because that level of consciousness is much easier to sustain than your so-called awakened conscious state. This is a very difficult aspect aspect of your reality for you to sustain. You must sleep. You must dream. You must enter into those altered states of consciousness to match the agreements and the arrangements and the interactions with other entities so that you can experience it in your awakened consciousness state. You cannot sustain this state. And conversely, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. You absolutely guarantee you cannot fail to come to that point where you can choose to leave this vibrational level to have a full understanding of who and what you truly are, or to re-enter in another incarnational period. You absolutely cannot fail. And so there are but three things in this reality that are truisms, if you wish, that exist not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels. One is that you are the God that you search for. Consequently, you create the reality that you experience. And at some level of your consciousness and your so-called belief in time and space, you absolutely guaranteed cannot fail to come to the understanding that you are the God that you search for, that you created all. That you are a spark of consciousness that exists in absolute unconditional love. Then it becomes very difficult to give you a grasp of an understanding of who and what you truly are. For you see, when we say you're a spark of consciousness, entities look at that and say, well, if I'm a spark, there must be a huge fire. And it's not that way. It's simply attempting to give you an explanation based upon the limited capacity of the use of the vocabulary, and it's rather very difficult because you're not a spark in terms of a larger, all-consuming fire, absolutely not. When we suggest that you're a piece of the one, that gives the impression that there's this large one and you're but a minor part of it. It is not that way at all. You're all that is. There is absolutely nothing that is more than what you are. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You are all that is. And so that becomes difficult to grasp. It becomes difficult to get an understanding of that through the limited use of the vocabulary. Indeed, we would suggest to you that all of the information that you hear, that you read, or that you assimilate through interactions such as the interaction with us from another entity, from another vibrational level, you cannot grasp in your awake consciousness state the understanding of the answers to the questions that you have in your awakened consciousness stack. You won't find it written down in a book. You can't hear it through the use of vocabulary. There's too many limitations. The answers that you seek are within inside. They're within inside each and every individual. You have access to and the capacity to go within inside and to gain, if you wish, an understanding of who and what you truly are, and to get a grasp of the consciousness of the creation process. The answers that you seek are within inside. It cannot be given, once again, through the use of a vocabulary. And that is why each time that we interact, we suggest that this is the opportunity for you to be involved in the silent communication. Because the answers that you receive many times are much more pertinent and much more definite to your individual needs and desires than are this rather limited expression of ideas that we attempt to express through the use of a vocabulary and this transference of energy between us and our friend Elias. A very difficult and complicated process that has its limitation. The answers you seek are within inside. Go within inside and you will find them. Make that such. Alter your consciousness. Enter into what you might term a meditative state. Meditation has been given this distinction of being very difficult for many individuals. Unfortunately, you have individuals who through meditation have achieved some type of understanding and a connection with that portion that you refer to as your higher self, and they come back and suggest that it's a very difficult process. And it's really not. Meditation is simply an alteration of your consciousness, and in an altered state of consciousness, retaining the memory of the interaction that you had with whatever elements of entities or energy that you're interacting with. It's really that simple. It's not complicated at all, and each and every individual has the capacity to do it. It's rather simple, actually. And through that altered state of consciousness, you can have that capacity to go within side and to be within side and connect with that portion that you refer to as your higher self, and to get a glimpse of your limitlessness, and to get a glimpse of who and what you truly are, and to get a glimpse of this illusionary reality that you exist in, and to understand once again that you are the God that you search for, that you create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is all up for grabs. The rest is based upon a validation of your beliefs and the beliefs of your human consciousness and belief systems that are a combination of your beliefs. And it really is that simple. Now, once again, we would like to express our gratitude for this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. You exist in a vibrational level that is rather interesting to us, but certainly not one that we choose to interact in, absolutely not. However, through these opportunities to enter into and to interact in your vibrational level through your invitation, we get that opportunity through our interaction with our friend Elias to get a glimpse of the experiences that you have in your reality and in your vibrational level. It's like offering your consciousness when you enter into a meditative state and have that opportunity to get a glimpse of the reality that we exist in. And so we are once again grateful for that opportunity. And we would like to express our gratitude to each of you. And we would like as well to offer you that opportunity to connect and to interact with us. You have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. For we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And you have but to express the intent. And we would welcome, once again, that opportunity. And now, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.